the CTU, the Chicago Teachers Union, strike in the 14th day, 10 days that the children, the students, that is, are out of classrooms. And with us on our live line, we are pleased to have Carly Oishi, who is the Director of Financial Capability for Ladders Up. Thank you so much, Carla, for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us about Ladders Up, please.
Sure. Ladder Up started in the mid-90s as a free tax assistance program in conjunction with the IRS MITRE program, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And then in the early 2000s, we started an additional program which helps with financial literacy, so things around credit control, budgeting, banking and savings. And then, of course, we have a robust financial aid program that helps with completing the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, talk to high school students about their financial aid award letters, student loans, college finance, that kind of thing. And all of our services are free.
That's a great organization and what you folks are doing. Now, this strike, Carly, is having an impact on those who might be in need of these services. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about that. Why?
Mm-hmm. Sure. The FAFSA opens up every year on October 1st, and CPS in particular has a coordinated effort to help with completion events, assist families, parents, students during school hours, after school, Saturdays, to get this application completed. Often, financial aid is first come, first serve, especially with the Illinois Monetary Assistance Program state grant. So it's very imperative that the students get this application done, get it done correctly, mm-hmm. and do it as soon as possible.
So what is happening here? I mean, how is this situation with CTU having an impact, Carly? Please let us know.
Sure. The students and families, I think, often rely on high school counselors and just the high school in general to offer support, time, technology, and assistance with completing the application. So if, since they've been out of school, anything that has been planned, even if it wasn't during school hours, can't be happening at school buildings. So they're not getting the assistance they need. And there's no talk. You're not amongst your peers to, have these conversations around getting the application done. And if they're not going to be able to do it on their own because they're, intimidated by it, or they're waiting to get back into class for maybe some of these rescheduled completion events, it's prolonging their application from being submitted and might, keep them from getting important money.
This is something that is really possibility hurting a lot of students. Some who may not be able to go to school, is that right? Go to college, that is.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to create hysteria, but the issue is that if you're a low-income student mm-hmm. who has a maximum amount of need, and there are a lot of students like that, what mm-hmm. happens is the only way to decide who gets that money mm-hmm. is based on the date of submission of your FAFSA, right? Mm-hmm. That's the most fair way. So you could have the maximum amount of need, but if a student, at a charter school or at a Catholic school who got their application in 2 weeks before you, mm-hmm. they're now going to get the money.
I gotcha. So there's only so much money there, and who gets, who is able to, apply for it first are the ones who get the money, right?
Exactly. Yes. First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very interesting. We are getting some additional information about a lot of people who don't know anything about this, and it's going to hurt some folks. We are pleased to have Carly Oishi with us. She's Ladder Up's Director of Financial Capability. And our number is 312-374-8130. Let's take a call. Ronald, thank you for calling WVON.
Hey, how you doing, Cliff?
Fine, Ronald. Thank you for your call.
Cliff, with these programs, they know there's a catch to these programs. They know once these kids get these programs, they have to pay these loans back when they get into these colleges. But they don't tell the parents what the loan's going to amount to for the 4 years or 2 years and everything. But yet they're trying to get all these kids, and most of them is targeting the black and brown neighborhoods. So when they put these statistics out, they need to let them know what is it going to cost them and what is the whole thing with it. Like you said, everything that's free is not free. So they, it seems like CPS get with these organizations to seem like to put more family in debt than rather help them with these so-called free programs.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ronald. We'll let, of course, Carly respond to that. Carly, go right ahead, please.
I'm sure. I mean, I think there's just critical information that's being passed on, not only by CPS, but also by our organization about what kinds of funds are available and to explain the ins and outs about things around student loans and debt incurred. And I know that there are tremendous efforts by post-secondary teams at CPS to keep loans very low or none at all. And that's all a part of getting some of this grant money as soon as possible. So it all ties back to completing this application and getting it done as close to October 1st as you can.
Now, what Ronald was saying about paying the loans back, explain that.
Well, I guess, you know, you need to, for the parents, if they are considering borrowing a loan, there's a process in which they have to do a credit check. And then once the student starts, which would be next fall for seniors, those loans have to start being repaid immediately by the parents. So, you know, it would be good for them to know finance-wise and budget-wise what kind of debt they might be incurring and how that's going to affect their everyday budget starting next fall.
And they can get all of this information, but the problem with this situation going on right now without the students being in school, they don't get a lot of information they'd be able to get if, in fact, they were in school. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. What do we see with that? Do you think, well, of course you don't know. that's not your expertise when they're going to go back. We'll be back with more in just a moment. We're pleased to have, this is very serious. It really is. Carly Oishi, who is Ladder Up's Director of Financial Capability. She's one of the nonprofit's point people on student financial aid assistance and general financial education. She can speak to how the current environment is impacting students applying for financial aid. And this is a very serious situation. Hopefully the strike's going to be over very soon. We hope so. And there won't be a lot of people impacted on this who really, really do need the money and the loans. And we are talking with Carly Oishi, who, of course, we're pleased to have on our live line as our guest. She is, of course, is Ladder Up's Director of Financial Capability, and we're so pleased to have her on with us. And you've heard what she's been telling us. And let's take another caller. Candy, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. I had just wanted to ask her a question. Well, I also had a comment about, is she making any effort to, you know, this kind of thing can be done at a library, and the schools are still open. I know that they were still allowing some kids to come to the different school buildings. The computer rooms could still be opened up. They could still be coming up there working. As I understand it, these magnet schools like Whitney Young haven't missed a beat, and their kids are still working on stuff, their applications and stuff. So I think that, you know, if they made the effort, they could probably work with the principals at these schools to get, you know, to at least allow the kids access to computers if they put it out there. But I just don't think the effort is being made for our Southside regular local schools. The magnet schools are making the effort and getting it done.
That's a good point. Would you respond to that, Carly?
Sure. I mean, from an organizational standpoint, it's very difficult right now to communicate to the students through our own means. So, you know, CPS faculty's email addresses are deactivated right now. So all of my point of contacts at all of the schools, I'm not able to reach out to them. Second of all, I think there is some concern that if things are set up at the school, which I know they're being used as safe haven and also for child care, you know, that there's a picket line crossing situation too. And if you're trying to not be involved with that, I do appreciate the notion that, you know, these services could be available at the libraries. And this is something that Letter Up has actually attempted to do before. We have a good relationship with CPL. The issue is, again, getting that information out so that people know to come and what they're going to need to come. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be done. An FSA login and ID needs to be created before a FAFSA can even be signed and submitted. And personally, from our organization's standpoint, I'm really the only person that helps with financial aid. So as one person, I've been doing what I can to work with families one-on-one. You can contact me, and I will do one-on-one completion sessions with you. I'll meet you close to your home, and we can get this done. But on an impact level, I'm sure that, you know, I'm only able to help a few dozen people, and I have a willingness to do that. But as an organization, we rely on CPS to set these events up and provide the technology, the Wi-Fi, and, you know, for us to come in and give the assistance and provide the content. But I certainly appreciate what this caller has to say. And I think that's just the scope of who still has access to the students. You know, if it's the administrators, you still have email access and can go on and tell the students to come in and get these things done. But, yeah, I mean, it does vary from school to school what kind of support is there and their ability to have the students come in to complete this process.
This is a problem everybody knows, of course, Carly, that, you know, the children, the students not being in school is a very unfortunate thing. But this is an additional situation that is hurting many students based on the strike, right, that most folks don't even know about.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of this, unfortunately, lined up perfectly with the opening of this application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the timing, yeah, that's terrible. How can people reach you, Carly?
Our website is goletterup.org, and you can find our contact information there. Mm-hmm. There's an email, there's also a hotline, and if you usually be me getting back to you, but you're more than welcome to leave a message on the hotline or leave us an email. And we can get in touch, especially if you need help with this on an individual basis. I'll do my best, but I will go to you, and I can meet you at a location that's convenient and a time and day that's convenient for you.
That's very good. Ladder Up's being able to even offer that help is extremely important, and because you're running into now the actual deadline, right?
Yeah, some high schools actually had a November 1st deadline, which I'm assuming they're going to have to push back. Mm-hmm. And I think my concern is that when the students do go back to school, there's a lot of catching up that needs to be done on an academic level, on all these other things that the students need to be concentrating on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what kind of rescheduling there's going to be now for the FAFSA application. It's also worth noting that Illinois Student Assistance Commission, who gives out the state grant, the MAP grant, this is the first year that they set a priority deadline of December 1st, meaning the students have to get their applications done to be considered first for this very big grant. It's over $5,000 if you attend school in college. And, you know, this time frame is now narrowing, where if the students were in school, you know, this could get done. And every day that passes is one less day they have an opportunity to complete it.
I want to thank you for that information, and Ladders Up is a great organization, and Carly, you're doing a great job, and we hope things work out, and we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Wow, that's something. I just hope a lot of these young people are able to get that money to get to school, because that is so important.